It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, March 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. USD women's basketball used a big first quarter last night to defeat Pepperdine 73-57 to advance to the quarterfinals of this weekend's WNIT. Coyotes jumped out to a 32-9 lead after the first quarter, shot 59% in the first half. Angelina Robles and Patience Williams led USD with 20 points each. Coyotes will now host Montana State in the WNIT quarterfinals Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. in Vermilion. Ninth-seeded Iowa headed to the Elite Eight as they beat their Big Ten rival Nebraska last night, 77-71. Iowa's Bennett Sturts led the way with 20 points, while Alvardo Vulgaris, he had 16 points, including a key three-point play late in the game when Nebraska had just four defenders on the courts. Nebraska led nearly the entire way last night. Iowa trailed by 10 early. They would take their first lead in the final minutes on a Bennett Sturts three. Then Iowa would put the game away on a 9-0 run. Nebraska was led last night by Price Sanford. He had 25 points, but they struggled in the second half, shooting just 28%. First-year Iowa coach Ben McCollum has now guided the Hawkeyes to their first Elite Eight appearance since 1987. Iowa, they will take on another Big Ten team in the Elite Eight tomorrow night as third-seeded Illinois. They defeat the number two-seed Houston 65-55. David Mirkovich led Illinois with a 14-point, 10-rebound double-double. Illinois held Houston to 34% shooting last night and their lowest-scoring game of the season. On the other side of the brackets, number two seed Purdue, they would win in the final seconds, defeating number 11 Texas 79-77. Purdue's Trey Kaufman Wren delivered the game winner, tipping in a missed shot with 0.7 seconds left. Kaufman Wren finished with 20 points. He hit his first seven shots last night. Number one seed Arizona headed to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2015. They would beat Arkansas 109-88. Arizona shot 64% from the field last night, led by freshman Braden Burries and also Koa Pete, who had 21 points apiece. Arkansas, they were led by Darius Acuff Jr., who had 28. Arkansas now winners of 12 in a row, just one win away from their first Final Four in 25 years. They'll take on the two-seed Purdue coming up tomorrow night. Sweet 16 games here this evening on CBS and TBS. Number one Duke takes on the 5-seed St. John's. That'll be at 6:10 on CBS. While number one Michigan takes on the 4-seed Alabama, 6:35 tonight on TBS. Your two late games, number two Connecticut takes on the 3-seed Michigan State at 8:45, followed by number two Iowa State and number six Tennessee just after 9 o'clock. Also coming up today, Dakota Wesleyan baseball on the road. They'll take on Doan for a Friday afternoon doubleheader. First pitch at 1 o'clock. And Dakota Wesleyan softball in Omaha today. They'll be at the College of St. Mary. Their doubleheader starts at 3 p.m. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.